One more hit on travel. It's not simply vacation travel that's hurting people in their wallets. The stress of gasoline prices is having an impact in the workplace. Professor Wayne Hockwater is a professor of management at Florida State's University College of Business. Wayne, you've done a study on how these rising transportation prices are really increasing stress levels in the workplace. Tell me what you found.
Well, the findings were, the intentions were twofold. First, to look at the magnitude of how gas prices were affecting spending behaviors. Looked at paying debt off more slowly, vacations, going without some basics. That was part of it. But my real interest was to get a better handle on, is this an issue that people take with them to work? Is it something that they think about while at work? Is it something that gets in the way of productivity and job satisfaction, increases stress, perhaps increases stress with coworkers? Is it one of those phenomenon that individuals can indeed leave at home, or is it something that that does follow them to work? And the research shows that for many people that they have a real hard time distancing themselves from the stress.
Well, if the stress is manifest in the workforce, that means management is going to have to actually deal with it. Joining us now is Paul Grossbard, who's a shareholder of Miller Grossbard and Associates. If Professor Hockwater is right and stress is happening in the workplace, Paul, what are you doing to deal with it in your company?
Well, several weeks ago when gasoline prices spiked over the weekend, my partner and I decided that this was a cost that was far beyond anything we had anticipated for our staff. So we made the decision that we were going to add $50 per pay period across the board to all of our staff's paychecks, which in effect we hoped would buy basically two tanks of gas a month. Now, as gas prices continue to rise, it's not quite getting there, but we feel that we're still giving them some relief.
So, Professor Hockwater, a lot of companies offer ways of getting subsidies for public transit. Mm-hmm. Do you think more and more companies are going to be adopting this kind of travel allowance strategy to reduce strategy on the job or stress on the job?
I think the bigger question is, are companies going to do something? I don't think that there's one specific mechanism that would work, and perhaps in a smaller company something would work, and in an organization where most folks take public transportation, that might work. In some instances, telecommuting might work. In other instances, perhaps increasing the mileage allotment may work. So I think there's a lot that can be done, and I think it really, really begs this overarching question, which is, are organizations willing to step up and demonstrate a little bit of understanding and a little bit of caring and a little bit of empathy?
Well, Paul Grossbard apparently is willing to be flexible. Did your employees demand something like this, or did this come just spontaneously from you?
They did not. It really came from us. We do salary adjustments at the beginning of every year, and we've just seen cost increases in the commodity area, one that obviously impacts our staff who, in a city like Houston, we have very limited mass transit. We have staff who may drive 30 miles each way every day.
But where's the bar for you, Paul, on this? Like, how much can you afford to meet this stress and this absolute need for your employees? Because it's got to cost you something.
Well, it does, and I don't know that we can answer that question yet because we don't know where things are going to go other than they appear to continue to be going up. We've done a couple of things. We have had for some period of time a 4-10 work week during our non-very busy times of the year, which allows staff to work 4 10-hour days, and you can take off a Friday or a Monday with the hopes of that would either both give a long weekend to those who want it and avoid one day of commute. We also run where we have people can work flex hours, so we have core hours of 10 to 3.
Well, certainly those flexible strategies are going to be really, really important in workplaces throughout the summer as people begin to cope with these gas prices. Paul Grossbard there in Houston, thanks so much for your suggestions and for your insights. He's a shareholder at Miller Grossbard and Associates there in Houston. And Wayne Hockwater, who's a professor of management at Florida State University College of Business, is watching stress levels in the workplace from fuel prices. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, art, politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.